I didn't hear anything about it last summer, and of course they haven't opened up yet this year. But it's just pitiful.
Old park in Montgomery, one of the pretty parks in Montgomery, was closed down. I think they finally reopened that, but old park had a monkey island, and just all kinds of animals, a lot to do, big swimming pool there, and all of that's been closed. It's simply a park there now.
Just the tables and benches to have picnics and things like that.
That's it. Talking about women in the kitchen, when the cook was cooking, she might put what over her
dress? An apron. Yeah, she always wore an apron. Never with a bib, though. This that comes up this way is a bib. I like all my aprons to have bibs.
Do they have a different name for them if they have bibs, or you just call them?
Well, I call them, they're just aprons with me, but some of them have bibs. Now, my sister-in-law doesn't want a bib. She won't have an apron with a bib on it. Mine, she turns the bib down on the inside, ties them around the waist. I've given her several that were given to me without bibs. And she doesn't like us with bibs, and I do. When I go visit anybody, I take my own apron with me. When I work in the kitchen, I use an apron all the time. I don't have on an everyday work dress, but I just like an apron.
My mother always does that too. My wife will never use an apron, and my mother uses an apron with a bib, and my grandmother just uses a short.
Just an apron. My sister who lived in Asheville never used an apron.
My wife doesn't seem to spill stuff on herself. Yeah, she gets along fine.
Well, yeah, it's just what you like, what you want to use.
I had lobster for the first time this summer. I'd never eaten lobster. And of course, that brought a bib. My wife had it, and another couple put the bibs on all of us. And my wife and another girl had eaten lobster before. And they were kidding me and telling me not to get the lobster on me. When we got through, I had a perfectly clean bib.
And the lobster was all over you. Now we go on the coast, and we down at Biloxi, Biloxi, Mississippi, and Fairhope and Coden, Alabama, and we were little bitty, and they bought her. They called when we were Coden. There was some men called her. Great big thing, not a whale, shark, and brought it. They burned it up, or they put fire under it and burned it and let the chickens eat it. We were staying in a hotel. But I was 6 years old, and they took us down there to Coden. And then,
that was before. Must be before the Gulf area was developed down in Alabama.
Well, the Coden was, they had a nice hotel. I loved the hotel, and Fairhope too. We stayed in a hotel later that we went to Fairhope, and we'd go crabbing. And we'd catch crab enough. Well, we'd take give them to the people at the hotel, and they'd eat crab. We'd have crab. I never did care too much for it.
Did you like all kinds of seafood?
I'm not a great fish eater.
What about things like oysters and shrimp?
I never did eat but half of the oyster, and that was a big waste, so I stopped eating oysters altogether. I never could eat that dog half. I'd always cut that off and eat that little bristle, that part. Shucks. Oysters back in those days were too expensive to throw half of them away. But Mama just loved oyster cocktail. They're just the raw oysters with the sauce that she fixed to put on them. She liked them. I like oyster stew, but no oysters. When I'd eat vegetable soup, when the cook fixed vegetable soup, I mean to tell you it was vegetable.